You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
West Papua Action Auckland has sent an appeal to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Winston Peters, calling on him to persuade the Indonesian authorities to allow an independent investigation of the humanitarian crisis in Nduga, West Papua. I spoke to Mairi Leadbeater from West Papua Action Auckland about the crisis, what the group wants to see New Zealand do about it, and what role the media plays in Indonesia. Here is Mairi. Can you tell us about what the humanitarian crisis in Nduga is?
Okay, so Nduga has been the site of a really major security operation on behalf of the Indonesian military since late last December. And this came about because of the local people's opposition to a highway called the Trans Papua Highway, which sort of carves a path through their area and through their forests and their resources, and they were strongly upset about it. And in fact, there was a clash in the area between the guerrilla movement and the people building the road, resulting in some deaths, and that started out this security operation. But the thing about the conflict is, what always happens, I guess, in any war, is that the victims are the ordinary civilian population, and the people in Nduga are so terrified by the military operation that they've fled the area in their thousands. And some have been able to flee into neighbouring districts where they are hosted by families. But their situation is pretty perilous too, because in those areas there's not enough food and not enough health services and all that kind of thing. And then there are hundreds of people who've actually fled into the forests where the situation is very dire. And we're getting these awful reports, you know, I mean, I say the civilian population is the ones most affected, but if you look at the civilian population, then within that, it's women who are pregnant, it's women who are giving birth in the forests with no medical attention at all. And it's difficult to be absolutely sure of the scale of things, but what I'm seeing is estimates that some 30,000 people are displaced from their homes and their gardens and their food sources, and up to 25 people have died. So it's really quite a major crisis, and it's kind of compounded by the fact that there is no outside agency involved or outside media allowed to go to the area. We are getting, you know, what I think are pretty comprehensive reports from local investigators, including church and other human rights defenders who are recording as accurately as they can what is happening. But there are two things I think that are really important, and one is that the area should be opened up so the outside world can see what's happening. And yeah, really, really, really important that some large amounts of humanitarian aid get through to these people.
What exactly is the military operation, the extent of it, that is? What nations are involved, and what is it that is really causing people to flee?
So West Papua is under Indonesian rule, has been since 1963, and so the military and security forces that are in the area are Indonesian military. After that clash I mentioned in December, the military sent in a huge contingent of extra forces, some 600 extra personnel. And that was what, of course, terrified the local people, because they felt threatened by this huge military presence in their midst, which included strafing from the air at one point. So it was a pretty fierce operation as the Indonesian military sought to find the perpetrators of the violence against the construction workers.
Are New Zealand military forces involved there?
No. Well, no, not really. New Zealand has no direct involvement there, but New Zealand is a country which prioritises its important relationship with Indonesia. New Zealand is a country which has military ties with Indonesia, So New Zealand is a country which can speak up on these matters and can speak up when there's a humanitarian crisis right on its doorstep, because West Papua, as you know, is our Melanesian neighbour, it's the other half of the island of New Guinea, which it shares with Papua New Guinea. So it's very close to us. The people are very close to us in their Pacific values and concepts, and they're people that we should be supporting as they go through this crisis.
So what is West Papua Action Auckland calling for the government? I know you've talked a little bit about that, that New Zealand is obviously so close to...
We are close.
We're close.
Yes.
But what exactly do you want to see done?
So right at the moment, it would be really, really helpful if there was an international call for humanitarian aid to reach the people and for some kind of independent investigation as to exactly what is going on. Because we're talking about an area where thousands of people are displaced, where people are dying, where mothers are giving birth in the forest without medical aid. We're talking about this kind of suffering, a huge scale of suffering, on our doorstep, and New Zealand is silent about it. So that's really the first thing I want our government to do, is to raise their voice about it and bring it up publicly so that people can see that New Zealand cares. I mean, it's right on our doorstep, and we are, in a sense, involved because of our close relationship with Indonesia and our ongoing military relationship with Indonesia. We have a right and a responsibility to speak up when this kind of tragedy is happening right on our doorstep.
Now, I know you've also talked a little bit about media access. Obviously,
yes,
it's very important that humanitarian organisations and countries get involved with this issue, but you've talked about media. Why is it so important that the media is in there?
Well, that's one of the reasons why your listeners are probably not that familiar with West Papua, even though it's part of our region, part of our Pacific region, is because there is, in general, a media blackout on West Papua. Indonesia seldom gives permission for international journalists to visit the area. And this is a particular case in point. No international journalist has been able to visit this region. And I think that independent journalists are able to go and shine a spotlight on what's happening. It's really crucial.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.